Thank you. Oh my God, it is freezing outside. I don't know, it's like 37. Oh, you look really cute. I told you didn't have to. Damn, I'm glad I came over too. Oh, is this the culprit? Is this what's been scaring you? So we determined it was the ice maker. Like 100%. Okay, good. Well, just to be safe, I'm over here now, so if it wasn't the ice maker. Yeah. At least you have protection now. It's my job to keep you safe. Yeah. I'm more awake now. I can definitely go back to sleep. How about you? Well, I'll make sure you go back to sleep. Yeah, one way or another. As much as I love your roommate, I'm so happy she's out of town. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, come on. Let's go to bed. To sleep. Why? What else would we go to bed for? I can't think of anything else. That's the reason I came over, to make you go to bed. Yeah, I came here to put you to sleep. That's the only reason, baby. Well, depends entirely on you. It does. My plenty of self-control. Yeah. Clearly. Let's go to your room. Because if we don't, I'm going to put you on this counter and that's going to be a problem. Yes, that will lead to trouble. Come on. Come on. After you. No, baby, you have to clean up in here for me. It looks very clean in here. Yes, it does. I've peeked in here when it's been... No. Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything. Yeah. Oh, no, let me get out of these clothes. Yes, then you can pull me into bed, but I don't want to. Because I was outside. Let me just get out of these. Yes. You can help if you want. I won't say no to assistance. I'm just saying, before I get in bed, I gotta get out of these. At least the jeans and the shirt. Well, anything extra, that's on you. Yeah. 100%. No, you got it. Oh. Thank you. Just throw them anywhere. Which pile? Alright, I'll throw it in that pile. Well, I don't have to hurry and get dressed, so it's okay. I can lose my clothes in the pile. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, now I can go to bed. No, you don't have to scoot over. In fact, I want you. Come over here. It's so much warmer now. Your hands are freezing. Are my hands cold? Well, mine should be. I was outside. What's your excuse? Here, let me warm them up. Oh, give me your hands. There you go. Oh, yeah. There, that's way better. It's not winter, yeah. It's winter adjacent. We're very close to it being winter. Oh, it definitely feels like it outside. It's cold enough to snow, it's just not snowing yet. Oh, I wish. I wanted to snow so badly. If it's like last year, then yes, I will definitely get snowed in with you. Yeah, we just gotta know before the snow comes, I'll come and... Oh, for sure, I'd love it. Or you can come to me. Yeah, I'm in an empty house. It's way more fun to get snowed in an empty house. Yeah. Oh, she might not be around. She goes home for the holidays, typically. Yeah, if she does, that means you're gonna be all alone. And there's definitely gonna be a repeater tonight. Yes. Because this is an old house, baby. There's so many weird noises. Yeah, like creaks and thuds and bumps. You love being home alone until it's night. And the second it gets dark, you're like, oh, I hate it. Yeah, especially since the sun sets so early. It's like 4 o'clock and the sun's going down. That's terrible. I hate it too. Well, you could always ask me. Just because it's dark doesn't mean you can't do errands. Well, that's what you have a boyfriend for. Why don't you text me? I know you can do it by yourself, but if you want company. Yes, if you want company, go to the grocery in the dark, then let me know. You're not dependent on me. No, you're very independent, baby. Yeah, I just want to be there to help. Like tonight, you didn't need me, but you wanted me, and I'm glad you wanted me. I want you to want me. I do need you to need me. No, you're cute. No, it's okay. I didn't have any expectations. No, my expectations tonight was coming over and seeing you and making sure you went to sleep. That was it. If that was on the table, then sure, I wouldn't be against it. But it wasn't like that was the only reason I came over tonight. No, the reason I came over tonight is because I wanted to see you. And also because you called me. Well, I would have stayed over earlier too. But you said you just really looking forward to tonight on your own. So I was like, okay. I'm glad you got things done. Am I distracting? When I'm over here, do I stop you from getting things done? I don't mean to. No. I get it. No, you can blame me. You can blame me all you want. I've been told I'm very distracting. I can't be. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, Papa. I don't mean to be. Oh, be comfy. See, it's not scary anymore. I'm glad. I'm glad I can make it not scary. I hate it when you're scared. That's why you got me. Yeah, to fight off all the scary things. I love taking care of you. Don't apologize. Why are you sorry? You're sorry you got me out of bed and got me into a better bed. I will admit, your bed is much better than mine. It's so comfy and smells like you. I'd rather be here than anywhere else. You smell good. Love the way you smell. You're not gonna go to sleep if we keep doing this. Yes. I know you don't want to anymore. You're sleepy, but you're not tired. I know, Papa. Well, here's the thing, if we go to bed, we can wake up early and we can spend the whole day tomorrow together. No, I got no plans. My only plan is you, if you're free. If you can be, that'd be great. I'd love that. If you have stuff to do in the morning, I could hang out if that's okay. Yeah, I don't mind. Of course. You comfy. I'm so comfy. I could stay like this forever. Yeah, just right here. Right here next to you. I'm glad you called me. I'm really glad you called. This is a much better way to go to bed. 100%. I'm lucky. What are you talking about? I'm a lucky one here. I'm so lucky to be with you. Thank you for being mine. Go to sleep, Papa. Night. I'll be right here in the morning. And if you hear anything weird, just wake me up. It's so much easier when I'm in the same bed with you. Night.